The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voice.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Statmiller, with you on this Thursday, 29th day of November 2018. Wow, only, let me see, 30 days has September, April, June, and November, 31, only 33 days left in this year. Tell me it ain't so, Joe. Tell me it ain't so. And then we have 2019 to look forward to. Am I the only one that hasn't celebrated New Year's? And I can't tell you how long. It's like, I know what I just went through this year. And everybody gets together, gets drunk, parties, kisses each other, and says, "Auld Lang Syne and Happy New Year." And the only problem with this scenario is that there are knowns and unknowns, and knows and knowns that we know, and knowns that we don't know. But there is a ongoing running program, and we have indicators that some things are going to continue unabated into the new year. Now, if that's worth celebrating, then you're probably an alcoholic. I don't know. At any rate, things are not going well with the Soros train to America. Hundreds of migrants begin to self-deport back to Central America. And as I've told people, tuberculosis, chickenpox, lice become epidemic in squalid Tijuana sports complex. They only have 35 portable toilets and 9 showers, and that place is sheltering 6,000 people. While hundreds of Central American migrants are beginning to turn back home, rather than continue to stay in the filth-strewn Benito Juarez sports complex in Tijuana, Mexico. Tijuana's health department revealed on Thursday that some migrants are suffering from tuberculosis, chickenpox, skin infections, and there have been 4 confirmed cases of HIV/AIDS. Mexican officials revealed that around 200 migrants volunteered this week for repatriation, with more than 100 having already flown home from Tijuana's airport on Monday. Salvadorian Clara Daniela, 17, told Daily Mail, "The smell is so bad, there's no privacy for women, and when you take a shower," adding, "we will try to stay for now, but it's becoming more and more tempting to go." She didn't say north or south. Sunday saw the first real clashes between migrants and U.S. security agents who fired tear gas on a group of their, even the good websites are still calling them migrants. They're aliens. They're not even from Mexico, so I'm pretty sure that's doubling down on, yes, they really are aliens. Including children who rushed the border around 10 blocks from the Benito Juarez sports complex. Now, while the president was attacked in the media for his draconian response, "Oh, isn't that evil," many of the camp's residents told the Daily Mail that they blamed 100 or so troublemakers who tried to storm the fences. Mexican officials deported 98 people for their part in the skirmish and have banned migrants from holding protest marches close to the border. They have also stepped up efforts to entice caravanners to leave of their own accord, an offer that once seemed unthinkable, but now it's increasingly appealing as winter sets in and temperatures fall to the mid-50s. Others will settle for asylum in Mexico, where they hope to secure work permits for a series of new construction projects proposed by the incoming government of Mexico's left-wing president-elect, Andrés Manuel López. Badges? We don't need no stinking badges here. And he's taking power, and guess what, this weekend. There is a process, and you have to wait your turn. When people jump fences, it makes it worse for everybody, said 35-year-old Edwin Jordanian Emirado, who fled Honduras on October 13th when he learned his 14-year-old son, Anthony, had been coerced into selling drugs for a gang. Yeah, let me stop and digress here for a second. And I'm not, is this too strong of a word, insensitive? I'm not insensitive to the plight of these Hondurans, the El Salvadorians, the Mexicans, whatever. And you've heard me say this over the years. I have not been that critical of the dear Mexicans that wanted to illegally come into this country because I understood the reasons why. Did that exonerate them from breaking the law? No, it doesn't. It just simply states that I understand their reasons for wanting to come here. And lo and behold, the very same reason the Mexicans that were really Mexican residents of their own country, they understood economic advantage in the United States, and so do people from El Salvador and Panama and other countries. And I get it, and I understand it. But because you have problems in your own country doesn't give you an automatic, I get a free visa and a pass to go into the United States. It just doesn't. I'm sorry for your crime and corruption and your children being pimped out. I'm truly, regrettably, I'm sorry for all of that. But again, let me reiterate, it is your problem, not ours. We have enough problems in this country as it is. And that's the whole idea behind sovereign countries and sovereign citizens of the respective countries. They're citizens of their own countries. If you want to immigrate, that's fine. Fill out the paperwork. Take a number. Stand in queue. And that's the way it has always been. And that's the way it shall ever be, forever and ever. Amen. Because it gives the recepting, the country itself, receiving these people, it gives them time to vet them. Do they have draconian diseases that we eliminated here? Are there possible health risks to citizens of the respective country they're trying to get into? Have they been vetted? Do they have criminal records? Are they murderers, rapers, whatever? The process is there for a reason. And I have yet to hear any American complain if they want to go to a foreign country and applying for visas or citizenship. I've yet to hear one American complain of this because we understand why they are borders and why there is sovereign countries. Now, everybody else wants to yip. We got Americans now. They happen to be politicians. But they're complaining, well, these poor people. Well, you know what? What about us poor people? You know, the people you've not been looking out for and excluded from the Christmas list of you haven't been nice, you've been naughty. No, we've been non-persons. They're bending over backwards for everybody else and truly absolving themselves from one position they've been elected for in this country, and that's to serve their constituency and supposedly our government and our Constitution. Sorry, I had to cough. But this is the state of affairs. There is a process. They said that we have all sorts here. There's a lot of people here, but there's also a lot of bad people, killers, people who are in gangs, people who escaped from prisons. There are people smoking drugs, but I think the Mexicans are gradually removing them. Some people are leaving, but for me, there's no option but to stay. I don't want to grow up with my kids having to pay some gangsters $50 a week just to live in peace in their own homes. Jeez, so Why don't you apply for asylum in Mexico? Oh, I'm sorry, they got drug cartels there. Okay, we'll apply for, you know, citizenship. Oh, that's right. We got drug gangs here, too, as well. Well, it doesn't look like you're going to escape this anytime soon. She revealed that organizations have been facilitating trips back home for those who have had enough by sending them on buses to get a flight home. Daily Mail counted 35 porta potties for the thousands of residents, many overflowing with excrement and no means for the migrants to wash their hands. Yeah, the migrants we have evidently operating inside the United States in McDonald's. Yeah. There have been tests done by health departments. Guess what? All those touch screens, the ones that they're demanding you use, they've been tested, and guess what they have on them? Fecal matter. Guess what the Mexican people are not good at? Washing their hands. Sorry. But this just hasn't occurred to them that that's how salmonella and a bunch of other stuff is spread. They know keeping their hand clean. And some people will say, well, John, that's just being petty. No, it's not. No, it is not. Oh, Mike, what's the name of that restaurant chain serving Mexican food? Ken always liked to go to the damn thing. Not Cabana. Not Taco Bell. That's not Mexican. Yeah. I'll think of it here in a second, but they kept having problems and it kept getting shut down because people kept getting sick. Then they discovered the reason why. It's because the Mexicans working these restaurants weren't washing their hands after they went to the bathroom. And folks, it isn't number one, because number one is sterile, just in case you didn't know that. It's the number two that causes the problems. It's not a petty issue. It's real and it's substantial. Anyhow. So if you're ever going to one of these fast food restaurants and you see somebody pawing your food and they're doing it without those little plastic gloves, do not take the order. Health officials, you either have to have a cap on to keep your hair from falling in the food, and it is mandated that you wash your hands and wear those little prep gloves. And I'm serious about this, folks. You see people pawing at your food and they're doing it with their bare hands, do not accept the order. They usually do this when management isn't around. Sometimes management doesn't even give a damn, and they'll sit there and watch their employees, you know, go against health code. And I know, folks, there's a lot in the health code that, well, they do because they can pass all the regulations. But this, from time immemorial in this country, wash your hands. We knew the hand-washing routine and the reasons why we were doing it, not just to look better at the table. It's to get rid of all the nasty little you-can't-see-them germs that might infect the food that you're going to stuff in your gullet. That was the main reason. In the past few days here, there have been cases of pneumonia, chickenpox, a chilling development in conditions ripe for an epidemic. Officials revealed there's also a risk of hepatitis outbreak due to squalor. The tumble-down facility 100 feet from the Mexico-U.S. border has become the last refuge for members of the snaking human convoy who fled gang-plagued Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador. Yeah, and they want them just as gang-plagued here in the United States. We already got a good start. But with Trump's continuing tough rhetoric and U.S. immigration metering the number of asylum applications to between 40 and 80 cases per day, notice I didn't say zero to zero. I said 40 to 80 cases a day for what they have been taught. I'm seeking asylum. Now, that's just applications. It doesn't say that they're being okayed, but they are processing them. If you listen to the news, no, we're just ready to shoot these people right on spot. No. The Border Patrol is trying to do their job. Customs is trying to do its job. And the way they're painting this is Trump is the ogre from, I don't know, some dystopian dictatorial country someplace. He's the reincarnation of I don't know whom. But this just simply isn't the case. They are still doing the job as prescribed by law. Had an interesting question, by the way, from Mark Anderson yesterday. He and I were talking. And by the way, Mark Anderson and Jeff Bennett will join me separately tomorrow on the program. I'm very glad to have Mark Anderson back on board. He was with us he's been gone for quite a few years, but I'm glad to have him back, and also Jeff Bennett. Things are going snaky in the economy, and one of the people I've known the longest, I've known Jeff Bennett for 20 years? Wow, 20 years. At any rate, that's who I'm going to have on the program tomorrow. But, folks, this is just mind-blowing to me. I mean, no other president has been attacked. Not quite the way Donald Trump has. And these are identity politics. The man with the golden, is it golden hair? It's not a wig, it's really real. He's the face of identity politics. He is the enemy. When in actuality, it's what Donald Trump stands for, and it's not 100%. The laundry list isn't 100%. In other words, it's not going to necessarily compare to my list. But to the socialists, the people that want change in this country, to turn it into some socialistic, communistic police state empire, I don't even know what the hell to describe this as. The what? Chipotle. Boy, that was... Okay, I just inserted Chipotle in 10 minutes later. Okay. Chipotle was the chain that I was trying to remember. Thank you, Mike, and thank you for... They went organic. Well, isn't human poop organic as well? Yeah, that's the stuff you need to get off your hands before you handle the food. They didn't know that, evidently. God. Don't make me laugh on a serious subject. Damn it. Steve Elkins. Hello, Steve.
Well, you must have been reading my mind, because tonight in my household it's taco night, and I told Michelle to stop off, get some lettuce, and she came back and said, this is all I could find. There's no lettuce in the store because of this E. coli thing going on. And she called the manager, and they found one little pouch, which was good enough, I guess, to do our tacos. But they're not accepting any lettuce from California whatsoever. And it got us on the subject of, I have never heard anybody in mainstream media talk about the entrance of this E. coli into the lettuce. Where's the chain? Where does it start? Never heard anybody ever discuss it. And it's from those workers in the fields. They get to use the porta potty, and they don't wash afterwards, and they do number two and go out and start picking lettuce. But the mainstream media would have you thinking that E. coli just comes about. It just kind of happens.
Yeah.
Well, and your lettuce is tainted. And I just was funny, because we had taco night, and I thought about it, and I was going to tell you, it was Chipotle. And Mike was talking about it at one point. He thought Chipotle, it might have been a corporate sabotage type thing to drive the price down on the stock.
I don't know. I don't know about that. I mean, it's possibility.
Possible.
It's a possibility, but
yeah, it's possible.
I follow Occam's razor.
Occam's razor.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you're exactly right. Now, Steve, remember several years ago that there were tainted strawberries that got into a school system.
Yep.
And, well, they had to pull all the strawberries.
Yep.
Now, there was some indication at the time that they thought, okay, well, these are being harvested by farm pickers out there that are not washing their hands. Now, they didn't go into a whole lot of detail on this.
Yeah.
But I knew right away. I knew right away when they said E. coli, strawberry pickers, who the heck are they, and what are their health habits?
Yep.
Yeah. Hang on a second, would you, Steve?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Attention RBN listeners. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come at an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out? In school, that's what they said the Constitution was about. Wasn't that the idea when we started out? In school, that's what they said.
You know, Steve, I can remember Paul Harvey doing his little radio vignettes.
Yep.
And he would say, and now here's the rest of the story.
Yeah.
We get the stories, but we don't get all the details.
It's true.
And they seem to leave off a lot of stuff. And it's, I'll give you a classic example. You're down there in Shooting Gallery, God's Waiting Room. What a short little trip from Florida to, you know. But school shootings.
Yeah.
These people going off the nut, grabbing guns, killing people, people that are wrapped up in their own little sandcastles, sandcastle worlds floating in the sky. And we know a lot of these shootings are because of the SSRIs they're feeding them.
Yeah.
They keep having these E. coli recalls, and they will not say because the E. coli is coming from fecal matter.
Right.
And so where's the CDC on this? Where's the Department of Health and Human Services? Where are these people? We can put this stuff together, but billions of dollars later in these big agencies, they don't seem to have a clue. Or maybe they do, and they're just covering it up.
Well, they do, John. They know where it comes from. They can trace it to the illegal population or the illegal, the farm workers, the migrant workers. But see, there's where you find the evidence. They don't want to talk about that because, why? They're trying to bring them in this country. They don't want people to get outraged and get angry and say, wait a minute here, they're going to taint our food and we're all going to get sick. So they're going to dumb this whole story down because that is the source. That's the source right there of your agriculture getting tainted with E. coli. It's from people in the field defecating and not cleaning their hands, washing their hands appropriately, and then continuing to pick and package your produce. And the mainstream media will not talk about that because, well, that's against the agenda of the people trying to get into this country. They can't let everybody know about it. I think the average person on the street, if you ever ask them about what E. coli, where does E. coli come from, I'm willing to bet they say, you know, I don't really know. And, well, why they don't know? Because they're not being educated by TV, by mainstream media.
Wow. You mean the glorious boob tube plugged right into their heads for information download. They're just missing a little bit of data.
You know, John, this would be a good opportunity if people have the land, you're able to do so, start planting your own garden and your own produce, and do all you can for yourselves anyway, but, you know, forget it. I mean, don't take the chance. Don't roll the dice on this stuff because it seems to be an ongoing problem with either lettuce, strawberries, or something. It's E. coli, E. coli, E. coli. And, you know, maybe it's time for us to start planting our own little gardens and start.
Well, Steve, and city dwellers, you know, you have a hard time raising a crop of vegetables in a window box.
They do them on top of roofs now. You've seen that. I've seen them on the railing. They have these little hooks that hang over your railing with a box. You can actually grow all kinds of stuff. You'd be surprised what you can do in an apartment complex.
I can remember when I was a kid, my grandparents, they took pride in their gardens every year.
Yep, we did too.
And it was pretty amazing because there'd be old grandma. When it was harvest time, we'd eat as much of the fresh stuff as we could, and guess what? The rest of it got canned. You know, it was just, I really didn't recognize it at the time, being a young kid, how great this really is. Now I long for those days.
It's a good skill. Learning how to can, it's actually a very good skill. Or doing jerky, it's a good skill to have.
Well, and it's something you can, well, kind of like homeschooling would bond the parents to the children. But so does doing a little bit of your own farming.
Yep.
You know, and it's a great little group activity, and you get to eat the reward. You get to eat what your laborers have labored for. So double plus good.
You know, you mentioned, I think, a couple of days ago, it was something interesting. I was driving around, and I noticed how many people, actually there was an article or something on TV or something mentioned about farms dying, farms closing,
yes,
people leaving the industry. And I'm thinking, geez, we got a population, you know, 350 million in this country, I guess, somewhere around there. But this is an industry we really cannot afford to lose farming. And I wonder how active the Future Farmers of America and 4-H are, but I hope they're very active in recruiting people to go into these industries because we're in trouble.
Here's the problem. I mean, price fixing and all this other stuff, these big agribusinesses can go in and maybe make that available to a prospective client at a little cheaper price. You know, there's got to be a market. If somebody is going to farm, there's got to be a market for your product. Otherwise, what's the point? You're doing a toiling from sun up to sundown for pretty much next to nothing.
Yeah.
And that is what made the United States great, was that we had farmers everywhere. And we had the ability, you know, I see stories every once in a while, there'll be a shortage, or, you know, Americans are going to go hungry. Well, yeah, if you leave it in the hands of the agribusinesses, the big corporations, that's a possibility. You keep buying your chickens from Tyson and they're washing with bleach, there's a good reason. You know, a little E. coli, and we're not processing fast enough, and we're going to try to kill the stuff on the chicken before you eat it in your own home. But no, to decentralize, hopefully that will happen again.
Yeah.
All right, Steve, appreciate it, buddy.
All right, talk to you soon.
Hope that little bag that grocer gave you wasn't E. coli infested. We'll find out, won't we?
Public Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Mm-hmm. know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're back. Kenny in New York. Let me take Ken here. Hello, Ken.
Hi, John.
Hi.
I've mentioned this once before, maybe a year ago, but I had read, now unfortunately I don't have it on my fingertips, but I had read that the EPA, as far back as 1993, allowed California to use recycled effluent water to spray crops. You think maybe?
Could possibly.
That's all I had for tonight. Thank you.
Thank you, Ken. I have actually heard of people recycling human waste for fertilizer. Not a good idea. Not a good idea. Well, national deficit time. Oh, it's one of my favorite little subjects. Anything tied to the our dear friends, the bankers. Well, if this doesn't grab your attention, nothing will. The U.S. is spending $1.5 billion on debt interest every day. Now, let me just supplant some words here. The U.S. is spending $1.5 billion a day servicing the debt. Remember what I said, servicing means we're paying the interest. Several weeks ago, when looking at the U.S. budget data for the recently concluded September 30 fiscal 2018, We noted that the most troubling observation in the latest data, besides the growing deficit, rising spending, and shrinking tax revenues, was the government paid $523 billion in total interest in fiscal 2018, the highest on record. Now, folks, how far does a half a trillion dollars go? Well, it depends on the size of your project and what you're going to spend. But they've got to lay and collect the taxes. They're already paying a tax. That's the interest on the money, on the principal. So we've got to get the tax money for the tax on the money. And where are we going to get that? That's right, from you. Somehow, some way. And when we don't have enough, well, we'll just sell some bonds. Well, nobody's buying the treasuries or the bonds anymore. The government is doing that themselves. So they're restocking the shelves with the old putrid, rancid stuff that shouldn't be on the shelf in the first place. Wow, what a closed loop. How convenient for the bankers. Now, this is just the start, because to fund fiscal stimulus has already been enacted. U.S. deficit spending is only set to soar higher, with the resulting interest expense rising above $600 billion next year. So that's 77 more billion dollars we've got to pay in servicing that debt next year. But the truly scary nature of this number is in the context of all other G7 nations. The chart from Deutsche Bank, Torsten Slock reveals, I don't even know who Torsten Slock is, but be that as it may, reveals spending on interest expense in the U.S. is now just about $1.5 billion a day, which at the current interest rate is orders of magnitude higher than what all other G7 developed nation spend on interest. That's right. So the people in the G7 combined don't spend as much on interest as we do. Now, that too is just a start. U.S. government last year on average paid $1.5 billion each day in interest payments, and this is rising toward $2 billion a day over the very foreseeable future. How long before this becomes the most politically sensitive economic topic? How long before the president threatens to fire Powell unless he, too, starts monetizing the debt? We're going after the wrong targets here. Going after the CEO for the Federal Reserve Bank is not where you go, folks. There's got to be a referendum, open conversation and debate on this issue. Should we continue dealing with the private bankers? Now, in one respect, they have been providing funds for the drunken sailors so they can continue to get drunk. The government has no intentions whatsoever of slashing their budgets, not one thin dime. Oh, yeah, I heard that, yes, the agencies out there have been requested all to cut their budgets by 5%. Yeah, right, right. So again, as long as we have this credit system, hey, why not? You, the American people, the perfect target for putting the taxes on your back, putting the debt on your back. But isn't it strange? This is not an issue that you get to raise your hand or give a thumbs up or a thumbs down on. No, this is the discretion of the federal government on how they spend money. And as long as they have the surety, that's right, your entire sweat equity, your lifetime of labors, what the government doesn't steal and rob from you, if you have anything left over, you might be able to live a life that you want to, or maybe not. But this ship of state, there's nothing on board but drunken sailors that don't know how to stop spending. Now, I just had an evil thought that maybe we can kill them off by alcohol poisoning by giving them all they need and more until they flop over dead. And I don't think that's going to be a solution to the problem. The solution to the problem that I see is first recognizing that a privately held corporation for profit are not the people that you want running your country and your economy and running all your political figures. Just not an equitable type of thing. But here we are. We're still here. By the way, this Brexit thing. And I don't know if this is scare tactics here, or whether this is going to, and if the government is putting out any numbers whatsoever. You've always heard me say that you can safely times that by 2 or 3. Well, in the Brexit deal may lead to UK property crash and depression. Sounds like a nice narrative for the anti-Brexit people to float out there, but hold on here a second. What is being said here, Brexit no deal would lead to the worst crash since the 1930s. I'm sorry. We've already had a worse crash than 1930s, and we've been experiencing that, and so have you over in Jolly Old for the last decade. Hello. Gold rose 0.6% in dollars and 1.2% in pounds today, which is nothing. UK economy could contract by 8%, housing prices fall 30%, and sterling fall 25%, warns the Bank of England. Oh, the thieves are making the warnings. Sterling collapse could push the Irish economy into recession. Really? Ben Broadbent, and I'm not making these names up, folks. Okay. Mikey. Get our Philadelphia man on the phone. My computer just screwed up again. Oh, quit grabbing your head. That's my job. At any rate, there seems to be a program that's ongoing, and I'm wondering if this is not one of the reasons why all these houses are maybe being burned in California. The story I'm hearing, and forgive me, I don't have all the details about this, but I've got a little inkling of what's going on. A lot of these properties that have gone up in flames in California had ginormous mortgages on them, inflated mortgages. You know the prices of real estate in California. Well, guess what the lending institutions get to do? They get to write off those mortgages. Yeah. So all this toxic crap that was floated out there, they're now going to have the ability just to deep six and shove under the rug like they never were there. That's the scenario that I'm keeping an eye open for. And if that's the case, that might give you a better reason as to why these cockamamie fires are just being very surgical and what is burned down and what's left standing. And isn't it amazing that firefighters, people, first responders, after all the dust and the smoke and everything else settled out in California, they're looking around going, wait a minute here. This ain't right. More and more people are coming out about this. So we will see what happens on that front. But folks, something ain't right in Denmark. I'm going to have to reboot my computer. I am locked up in Never Never Land. And this is on Mozilla, by the way. Tell Tom we got away from the other Windows Explorer. No, nothing will play, Michael, if the computer locks up. That's what I'm trying to relay to you. I'm sorry? It's an old computer. No, I don't need a rack mount in here. This one, operating correctly does the job. Well, you know the lefties out there, you know, the anti-gunners, people that think that, oh, we'll all be safer by taking the ability for people to defend themselves away from them. No. Well, Western Journal ran a story saying leftist narrative gutted as handgun murders drop once states allow constitutional carry. I took that to the extreme yesterday. Remember me saying the shut the hell up and let's pack on that day? Just walk softly and carry a big-ass gun? Yeah. But according to the Western Journal, now that you heard the narrative so often, you probably have it memorized. Guns cause crime, more regulation, layers of laws are the go-to solutions after every tragedy. But does it work? The data says no. In fact, the violent crime rate in America has dropped dramatically since 1990. Even while gun ownership and concealed carry permits surged. Now, yet another key data point suggests that common sense gun laws may not make so much sense after all. As Breitbart News journalist A.W.R. Hawkins recently pointed out, a dozen states now allowed permitless carry, which means that any law-abiding citizen can carry a concealed handgun without additional licenses. Now, letting Americans exercise that Second Amendment without state permission? Oh my God, the horrors. Now, if you bought into liberal anti-gun narratives, the only possible result is Wild West lawlessness and people shooting their grandmothers. No, actually, violent crime is taking a big nosedive. There are currently 12 states where the Second Amendment is the only concealed carry permit a resident needs. Alaska, Arizona, Idaho, Kansas, Maine, Mississippi, Missouri, New Hampshire, North Dakota, West Virginia, Wyoming, and Vermont, Hawkins explained. By the way, let me stop and digress here. One night I'm out in Arizona. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. I have a blown up radiator in my Camaro, and I'm sitting there waiting till morning till parts stores open up. 2 o'clock in the morning, I hear this motorcycle coming down the road, pulls up to the pump to gas up, and I am shocked to see what gets off the motorcycle. It's a female, and she was packing. And that one little scenario, just that one little image, to me just brought it just brought things into a clear picture. A woman on a motorcycle by herself in the middle of Arizona, the damn desert out there. And she's got a lifeline. She is wearing her lifeline if she needs it. And it just made me smile. I literally caught myself sitting there smiling to myself. When she walked by, she just looked at me and smiled back at me. She thought I was smiling at her. I was smiling at the person. No, I was smiling at the person wearing the gun that had the God-given sense that I need something to protect myself in the wee hours of the morning in the middle of nowhere. FBI crime stats for Alaska, Arizona, and Wyoming, three states that abolished their permit requirements years ago, show that murders with handguns decreased once the permit requirement was eradicated. Other states on the list are more recent adopters of constitutional carry, so gathering enough data to chart the results will take a little bit more time. Still, the numbers are looking good. The year Mississippi enacted permitless carry in 2015, for example, there were 253 murders. The very next year, it went down to 238, and it's still dropping. Now, it may not be a huge drop, but it shows the constitutional carry of firearms doesn't trigger mass violence. Do you support constitutional carry in your state? If the same story nationwide, violent crime stayed essentially flat last year, according to statistics just released by the FBI. Those crimes were down 0.2% last year. And again, not big numbers. But the point is, more people are arming up, they're not asking for permission, and murder rates are going down. Gee, well, let's extrapolate on this thought for a moment. What if we did have a national, get your hands off my itty-bitty, and everybody went out visibly strapped? Do you think that might send? Now imagine this, folks. You're a common everyday criminal, you know. And you're out doing your daily criminal activity, or maybe you're taking a break going to Walmart or something, I don't know. But all of a sudden that you realize everywhere you look, people are wearing guns. Do you think, it couldn't possibly be, could it? Do you think that might make the criminal a little nervous? Now, I'm only suggesting this for one day, not every day. But one day all the guns are there and the next day they disappear. And the criminals don't know who's armed, where they're at. They could be standing 2 inches from them or 20 feet away. But it would only be a shot away for the people committing horrific crimes to be put down like rabid dogs. They shoot dogs, don't they?
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle, feeds our body with the nutrients we need to keep healthy. Just listen to what Arthur had to say.
I was just telling you, tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product. Thank you very much.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Up Michael Jackson for me and doesn't even get the right portion of the song. Okay, kill Michael. No, I'm sorry, he's already dead. We're just taking leave of our senses here today at the network. Ladies and gentlemen, it's okay. We'll return to a regularly scheduled program tomorrow. Tim in Wyoming. Hello, Tim.
Howdy, John.
Hi.
Nice, Nice to hear from you. Hope your Thanksgiving went well.
It did, and thank you for asking, because who took care of me was actually my secretary and her husband. They went and got me a complete turkey and all the trimmings from a restaurant.
Oh, nice.
And delivered it to me, no less.
Now you have food for a week or so, maybe longer.
It's already gone, man.
She already polished it off. Okay. Yeah. The song says Big John, right?
So maybe that's what my problem is. Right? I'm tryptophaned out here. I don't know. Anyhow, what's on your mind?
That might be it. Well, I was just you're mentioning about the California fires, and I thought I'd chime in on that, because the areas where the fires happened in October of 2017, I lived like, let's say, a stone's throw away from where the surgical incision fires happened, and some friends of mine actually saw houses that had been burned to the ground, and the ceramic tiles were melted. They were burned to ash from the roofs of the houses. Now that's an absolutely impossible situation to happen with a natural fire, but when you're talking about the mortgage, the possibility of those houses having maximum mortgages, two or three or something like that, and stacked up to where they could never pay them.
Right.
And then the write-offs happening. I'm sure that's a possibility, but it's also the Agenda 21 situation and chemtrails, and I mean the particulate matter that was dropped on top of everything to make it all flash like it did.
Are you referencing the aluminum particles out there? Yeah.
Well, among other things. I mean, there are other things that they drop as well. I mean, the nanoparticulates are, some of it's aluminum, some of it's a chemical derivative. I mean, Dane Wigington, his website, geoengineering.org, is a pretty good site for looking things up as far as that goes. But he used to live actually in Arcata in Northern California. I'm sure Arcata has been razed and probably turned to ash and heaps, like paradise was. And I went water skiing at Lake Mendocino, or not Lake Mendocino. Anyway, I went to paradise. I've been to paradise, and it was extremely hot when I was there. But I never thought anything was going to catch on fire. It was it was Mosquitoville as far as I was concerned. Very humid, very hot, very nasty. But now it's gone, so I'll never see it again. But I'll probably never visit California in that area anyway. So
on the issue of the stuff burning. Temperatures, these cars that were burned out, and I saw many pictures of cars on highways, nothing burned around it, and these cars were literally melted. The aluminum runs, the puddle of melted aluminum running off of the roads. And these people are starting, and seriously, Tim, they're starting to come forward. These first responders and firefighters going, we've never seen anything like this. It ain't natural.
Right. Well, there was a firefighter instructor. He's probably got 30 years experience in firefighting, instructing, and also fire technology study. And he was on a video that I watched.
Hang on a second. I think his name is Lord. Hang on, I got to take top of the hour break here.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad. Works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.